Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Needs Guard. Like, have a really good morning, afternoon, noon, whatever we're going through in life today.
Hello.
I forgot we were doing this one.
Oh my God. We were making extra prep time to do it. We were like waiting for it. No.
We can cut the other one out.
I ain't gonna do that. I want them to see how embarrassing it is to work with you sometimes on the episode.
So you're talking.
I know. You know. For someone being called Tweety, you seem to like been slacking a lot on the reason why.
I don't do it anymore.
You're not even tweeting.
It doesn't even matter, dude. It's like you're
Xing now.
It's your persona. Like it's your second nature. Second, what's it called? Whenever it's like natural. You know, like that's the word I'm thinking of.
Natural.
That's like saying like hero is called hero, but it's not heroing. You know, like it's just.
I've never heroed once.
You saved the trombone from a fire. That's pretty impressive.
It was a joke.
Wait, what? I imagine
that. The reveal.
Did we talk about
wait
this already?
A minute. Oh, yeah, no. Maybe in different podcasts. I wasn't
he's
in
a
it.
Fraud.
Huh?
He's a fraud.
Well, that meant like with life, not with the trombone thing. I thought that was the one thing that was wrong about you, was the trombone, but I guess it wasn't. That was the one thing that.
It's like, wow, he has had so many shortcomings. Literally.
Literally and figuratively.
Figuratively.
But at least he
bitch.
Saved that trombone from mm-hmm. the fire.
Yeah.
Boom.
And then.
Not even that.
Not even that. The only for sure thing that we know from him is his fat cock. Oh so, God. I mean, it's whatever.
Also
it's long.
Fake.
It's not fake. Remember when your
Are
girlfriend
you sure
came on the show when she confessed that she told us everything?
Yeah, no, she can't come on the
this
show
is before
because
we
it was
recorded
you the whole time.
Video,
it was not me the whole time. How dare you? How so, dare you?
Now you're a liar.
Now we all look like damn liars.
First of all, someone came up to me when they were happy your girlfriend on the show. And they're like, you know, Oscar, she sounds just like you, kind of. I'm like, that's what I'm saying. That's why Hero likes me so much because he wants to.
That's what caused the attraction.
No. Yeah, a little bit. That's why he's always horny whenever we record.
Oh, shit.
My Hero? I was kidding. Imagine.
Just say this real quick.
Yeah. But, anyways, before we continue on going on the tangent, I don't know if you guys remember in a few episodes ago, maybe it was last year.
It was almost like several months.
Well, anyways, we did an episode, and it was based off this book. And it was 301 writing ideas. And what we did was we would take a question, and we would discuss it with each other. And we got personal, and we cried a little bit, and it's okay. Because you know why? That's what real co-hosts do.
And
we cry.
You're slamming the table a lot today.
It's because I was lied to. I was going to find out the truth about you. I was like, what? But yeah, so we did the first 10 questions last time, part one, and today we're going to be doing a part two, which is some of the questions. I don't know how many we're going to do yet, but it's okay. And maybe Hero's girlfriend will come on the episode and you'll finally see who she is. Just give me a second. No, I was kidding. It's just me and a towel.
Yeah, be right back. I got a wish from that.
But going off of that last time, how did you feel about these questions? Were they like...
I don't remember them at all.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and reminisce. First question. Remember, it was what is a day that you wish you could relive?
Yeah.
And it was meeting me. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. That
so
was
you
really
could
good.
Bully you one more time.
We recreate that in real life.
No, we don't.
Because Hero did that to me, I lost weight. Because that was the reason why I lost weight. Because Hero
and
the giver. I mean,
gained it.
Everything I lost, I was like, I was giving it to you, and then
you're like. In my face, though?
Yeah, like your mom was not. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and start off with these questions. Because what?
He always sets himself up and like
your mom. I was going to ask you better. I kind of want to hear this from Hero first because I know how he is as a person. Not as a liar, but like as a true testament
as
to
a truther?
Love.
As a truther.
Hero. Well, I guess this is for all of us. We're going to begin. So, Hero, write about the first time you fell in love.
You don't actually have to write.
Talk about the first time you fell in love.
I don't have a pencil. The first time I fell in love?
You're going to confuse him.
Yeah. The L word.
Lesbians.
I don't want to be a lesbian.
Like, no fair. I want to be a lesbian. We're going to be a lesbian. How about you,
I'm trying to think if it was before... My 10th grade year. I don't know if I like fell in love with someone or just fallen so hard for someone before that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the one that like
in love?
It lasted the longest. Kidding. It was probably like from 10th to like beginning of senior year.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I had crushes here and there. Like probably like in first grade.
Okay.
But nothing like falling in love. I don't know.
Right. Okay.
But that was like, that's the one I can remember that was like the earliest because it just lasted so long.
Right. And you?
You go next.
No, I already directed it to you, so you go.
He's like, where's the liquor?
I know, for real. Him and Dario need liquor. For this one, we don't need. All right, you go. Come on, first time you fell in love.
So the very first one, I forgot what fucking grade it was. First grade. I think okay. It was first grade.
What did you get? Okay, yeah, uh-huh. Continue.
And that was it. Like, I mean, we just hung out a lot.
But, okay.
Outside of school, or younger?
That was the thing. That was the torture part. I had to go home every day. I was like, no, please.
But, I'm kind of in the same boat as Hero, where like I've had a crush on a girl for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to say that, like falling in love, like L-O-V-E, that's how you spell it if you didn't know. It would have to be like, obviously my first girlfriend, right? Yeah. That was the one that I actually like, I experienced a relationship that was different from like a crush. And the path that I was able to get there with that person, obviously it doesn't matter now, but, you know, that's how I think that moment or that time, I think I was in ninth grade.
Yeah.
Was I ninth grade? Yeah. I would say like either ninth grade or 10th grade. It was after my haircut. That's what got me.
It was the first one I had
my first glow up of very little. All right. Next question. Your name, Hero. No, I'll talk about Tootie first. Describe a moment in time that you wish you had disappeared.
Probably like after I got the letter, like saying, hey, you need help, so we're gonna drop your classes for you.
Damn.
Okay.
All right, Hero.
I'm out.
Let's just go ahead and go to Hero on this one.
I think it was one time in fourth grade.
Oh, I know.
I peed my pants.
Oh, at school
during the tax test. Because I was messing around with a friend, like low key, like
what the hell, yonder?
No, like we're joking around. To see who can drink the water bottles the fastest. So I drank. And then I said, can I go drink some water? And the teacher's like, she looked at my empty water bottles. Because we had two. She's like, no, you've had enough water bottles.
What a bitch.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh. And then I had to go. And then I got up. Because I had like already started peeing. And I got up. And I like, I pulled my shirt to my knees and I was like waddling out of the classroom.
Oh my God.
And then they're like, the teacher's like, Jose, just go. You're making a clown out of yourself or some shit like that. Like she thought I was being funny. And I just played along. I was like, haha, I'm so funny. Like, I don't know what I said, but I was just kind of like playing along with the joke. And then I just waddled out. And then I got out of the classroom and I ran towards the nurse's office. And they gave me a pair of pants.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really embarrassing, and I don't know if the seat was wet, because that would have been like a billion times worse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was this in front of your first love?
I don't know. No one saw my pants because I was covering them with my shirt. Like, I had I guess it was kind of a big shirt because I was pulling them down to my knees, so they couldn't see anything. So either he obviously peed his pants, or this guy is just trying to be a clown again. Because I was loud.
I was just like, look at the trail.
But yeah, that was pretty embarrassing. So I wish I disappeared.
Okay.
What about you?
It's about to get dark in here. I think for me too, it was in college as well. I think it was after the fact that like you had left. And then it was after the pandemic too, a little bit after. But like you had left, Ace and Spade had left, Dario had left. Anyways, so yeah, everybody had abandoned me basically. And I was in the apartment by myself. And I didn't have a car yet, so my means of travel were basically my bike. And it was at the point where like I... shut the fuck up. Right. And then you had a car before. And I didn't. But yeah, and then it was just simply school, work, and then being by myself. And then like being by myself like really puts you in like in a space of where like, oh, like, you know, I don't want to be here. I mean, I don't want to get too dark, but point is like it was just a really dark time and I was trying to figure out how to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a point where I'm like, man, I just don't, I wish I could disappear. So like kind of that. So just like dealing with all that. Just during moments like that.
Tell me that I could disappear.
But yeah. Tweety. What was the last thing that made you cry?
One that I remember for sure was when my girlfriend's dog passed away. She was like sick and she wasn't getting better and she was just getting worse and worse, and like finally made the decision, and so I was there to like, they put her down, and that was it. So like the last moments, I teared up a little bit there.
You?
I don't remember when. It was probably recent. It was just kind of like life. I'm getting older. I feel like I haven't accomplished much at this age. And that just... Shit like that, just when you're by yourself and you can just... I get emotional about it. Like,
me personally, last time I cried was... I don't know if people know this, but my girlfriend and I are long distance, right? It's been going strong. But there's times where, like, she comes over here for, like, the weekend or, like, 4 days or whatever. Mm. And then she has to go home. And then sometimes I get sad and I cry. I'm like, I don't want you to go home. I don't know. It's kind of like, that's last. I think recently was, it was for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, like, moments like that are good. Like, I like it when she's here for holidays. But, man, because, like, you're, because I get so, like, appreciative, like, whenever she's, because obviously she's not here every day. Then like I have like a good time and then like she has to leave. And I'm like, oh, and I'm like, damn. And the last time that happened, I cried. Do you feel fulfilled by your work? Why and why not?
My work?
Yeah, like, your work. Like your job? Yeah. Huh. No. I would say no, because it was never my dream to assemble a former, right? I mean, obviously this is a job where, you know, life sucks and you have to make money. Even though it's not a lot of money. When you get older, you start to realize how if you don't act fast, you have to resort to finding any job to where you can make money. So, I mean, we all work at the same place. I mean, we can have a general agreement on this one, but I get stressed every day. I get angry. I get upset and I get pissed off and keep going on a tangent. But yeah,
one guy pisses me off.
It's like a long way from like being fulfilled at work. I mean, about my work. So, but you?
Saying I'm not satisfied. I just, like I said earlier, I'm not where I want to be at this age.
Okay.
And so that my job is not fulfilling.
Okay. One last question. Talk about the best relationship you have ever experienced, and this does not have to be romantic. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, with my girlfriend, we have a very good relationship. Everything is perfectly fine. Better than fine. Let me rephrase that. But if I'm gonna purposely try to pick a relationship outside of a romantic relationship, because that, to me, that's an obvious one, and I'm very grateful for that. But it does have to be with you guys. You know, 2D, I've known him in pre-K, skip elementary, and then, you know, growing up from here, from there on out, you know, great life adventures in high school.
Sound all
and then
fake now? No, I'm just kidding.
And then, no, like, but I've never had a connection with a friend like I do with y'all guys,
mm-hmm.
Whatever. Just because, like, I feel like I can always, like, rant to y'all, I can bitch to y'all, I can make fun of y'all. And all this stuff. And we all know, like, it's out of, like, friendship and love. And, like, nothing we do is serious. And, like, you know,
feels pretty serious towards me. I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, like...
Shut the fuck up, yeah.
And, like, no, and then, like, you know, we get each other mad. And, like, obviously, I piss y'all off. And sometimes y'all piss me off, too, because you're short and you're probably stronger than me.
Look at you.
No, but, like, but even with stuff like that, like, we get mad at each other. And then, like, just like that, we can get over it. And so... yeah, I just feel like, and we have a podcast together. So,
yeah.
I mean, I just think that's something that I've always appreciated, even though, like, I don't say it a lot. You?
Okay, I'm also going to avoid my romantic relationship because it's also amazing and great, and I can go on forever.
Right.
And I don't want to copy you and say the same thing.
Okay.
So I'm going to say my parents.
Wow, what the
fuck? Wow, dude, just going to throw it in.
They're very supportive of a lot of things.
Aaron's dad makes good ceviche.
My dad makes really good food. Ceviche. Mm-hmm. My dad's a great cook.
He is. I can confirm.
My mom is too.
Like, no, he said that first.
My dad, like...
Shots fired.
He goes all out. I mean, my mom would...
Bring her in. What do you think about this?
Bring in the food. But yeah, my parents' relationship are very special. aside from the romantic and, you know, my closest friends.
But we're not besties, so.
Definitely not.
Judy?
I can't think of anything besides, like,
the ones we just said.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is the one that go first on
that. Well, since we skipped the romantic one, how about you do that one?
Yeah, with your friend. How is that going?
What friend? Oh. I was like, what?
They're bastards.
I thought it was going to be like one of those jealous type things.
No. Your friend.
It's like your other friend.
Oh my goodness.
His fate.
It's like, what friend?
Yeah, you and your friend. Your bestin. Your bestie.
Bestin.
Your bestin?
Yeah,
your bestie. Your true bestie.
Your true bestie.
It's going good.
Your lover.
It's going good.
I think we have time for one more question. Your name.
Speed round. Do the next 25.
I bet.
Yes.
Someone who impacted your life. Go.
Ooh.
My little brother.
Oh, nice. Why?
Because, my brother, just because, you know, being a big brother makes you want to, like, be better, so show a good example and stuff like that. And when we were little, like, he would, like...
When y'all were little. When he was little.
When we were little. When we were younger. We were younger.
There you go.
He was always kind of, like, just... wanting to be like me and stuff like that.
Why? I was kidding.
Yeah. Now, not so more. He's like his own man now.
Why? He's a man.
I was going to say.
Now that we're men.
Who impacted your life?
Oh, bitch, I'll go first. You.
Me?
Yes.
Believe it or not, odd jokes aside, please. My father. When you have someone not in your life, basically, you...
It also impacts you.
Yeah, it impacts me because I heard, well, it sounds bad when I say that like, how he was... And the things that he did, and obviously he wasn't here for me growing up. So seeing stuff like that and, you know, really taking in what I felt and what I went through, now my son / daughter won't have that,
mm-hmm.
you know? And no matter what happens in the end with the marriage, and hopefully great, no matter what, like, I would still want to be in my child's life, you know? And like I said, going through that experience in my life, I feel like, oh, well, because of you, I know what not to do, and I know what to do. So that's why I chose him as an impactful. There's many honorable mentions, but, you know.
Well, basically, it's like, even though it's a negative situation, it can still have a positive.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, you go.
You said you.
Yeah.
Oh, I impact your life?
You're my impact.
Then. Oh, for real? Oh, shit.
He said you impacted his cheeks last night.
I thought you meant like you go first. No. Oh. Oh. Patreon to see why I impact your life.
Patreon to see this kiss after.
Yeah, but before we go,
in the picture of y'all like that.
We're going to end the episode with that question. But before we go, we're going to have Hero do a song of the week. Hero, take it away.
It Was a Good Day by Ice Cube.
Ooh, Ice Cube. Ice Cube and Ice Tea.
I was kidding.
Stop. Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah.
Shut up. Anyways, thank you guys for listening to and watching us. Honestly, I hope you enjoyed part 2 of 301 topics. And if you want to hear a part 3 or see a part 3, let us know down in the comments down below. Don't forget to subscribe. We're on Facebook, we're on TikTok, and we're on Instagram. And if you want to see a picture of Tweety's lump, down below. We're not going to do that.
Sorry. Put it right here.
It's going to be a paywall.
Put it right here. All right. Bye, buddy.
Bye.